Welcome to another episode of the Inspired Biz Podcast. I am your host, Amber Wyrock. As the owner of a successful social media and digital marketing agency, I have scaled my business, grown my team, and established my place in my market. Now, I am ready to bring that expertise to emerging and developing social media managers, virtual assistants, and aspiring agency owners. On this show, I teach practical tips, provide dependable resources, and of course, share inspiring stories to help you build a solid foundation for your own business. If you're ready to grow your online biz and not just create another job for you to do, you're in the right place. So let's dig in. Hey, and welcome back to the Inspired Biz. I just want to say how much I appreciate how much each and every one of you have already supported the launch of my podcast. I just am so excited to see where this journey takes me, and I'm excited to have you along for it. So, as I mentioned in episode one, we're going to be digging into four key topics. We are going to be talking about growth mindset and making sure our thoughts are in the right place. We're going to be talking about what it looks like to build your biz online. It's something that I've been doing over the last year, and it is a hot topic because everything is moving into the online space. We're going to talk about personal and relational development and how we invest in that as business owners. And then finally, we're going to talk about inspired stories, or we're going to share inspired stories. And sometimes that might look like me sharing something from my own life. And I'm really excited to get into adding some people onto the show to do some interviews, because I believe that each of us has an inspired story to share. And I believe that we should be sharing them, because when we share our story, even if we think it's silly or minor or whatever it might be, our story has the power to impact and influence and inspire other people. So I just want to encourage you that if you are not already sharing your story, your journey with other people, maybe it's time to start. Maybe it's time to dive into that. I don't know, but I am glad to have you here with me on my walk as I am sharing a little bit about my own journey. So today I want to dive into a topic that in particular has been really near and dear to my heart as a business owner. I'm going to talk about taking vacations. So it feels strange, right? I just started my podcast and I'm already like, let me talk about what it looks like to take a break. But it is something that you think when you start your own business, you think to yourself, okay, I'm going to have all the flexibility. I'm my own boss. I get to do what I want. No one's going to tell me when I can and cannot take vacation. And then you get into it and you realize really quickly, it is not that cut and dry, right? It's just not. There is so much more to it. And actually, in a lot of ways, unlike your 9-to-5 job, where when you just leave, someone will usually cover for you, right? They take care of your task, or they make sure that things are already covered. And as an entrepreneur or a small business owner, that's just not the case. When you are gone, no one else is doing your job. So you either are hustling beforehand to get all your work done, or you're hustling afterwards to catch up, or you work while you're on vacation, which we'll talk about that in a second. But today I want to talk about this because I feel like it's this taboo topic where we believe in our minds that we always have to be on. We always have to be on, and that is the answer. And that's the only way to grow a business and the only way to make it anywhere. And I'm discovering that while it is easy to slip into that mindset, it is a dangerous, slippery slope to be on. I have a little bit of story time for you. Since I started my business, we have not taken a large vacation until just this last January. So I spent the first year of my business really not taking full time away. We would go down to the lake, and we have a camper and we love going camping, but you know, I would hotspot from the camper and I would work from there. So it just wasn't really a full unplug, right? But pre-pandemic, you know, in those years leading up to that, and pre me leaving my 9-to-5 role, I had a group of girlfriends that I would take an annual girls trip with. And we would take a week and we would jet off to the beach, and we would leave behind, we're all moms, so we'd leave behind our kids, and we would just get to unplug completely. And it was amazing. We would soak up time in the sun. We would soak up time with each other. We would catch up on all of the things that just sometimes it feels impossible to do when normal life is happening. And it was so restorative and it was so amazing. And I adored it. Well, we were supposed to go on our beach trip in April of 2020. And well, I mean, you guys know what happened. And I still remember us talking on the phone right after we were notified that we were in like lockdown, quarantine, whatever you want to call it. Right after that happened, we were on the phone, all of us, like a FaceTime wait. We were all on the phone together and we were all still talking about how we were still going to take this trip. We were still all convinced at that point that, you know, in 2 weeks' time, life would resume and we would still get to go on our beach trip. Well, you guys all know what happened. And we were crazy because the world was crazy. And so we obviously did not go to the beach in April of 2020. Well, then fast forward and lives continued to kind of turn upside down. And in October of 2020, one of our best friends, she moved away. Not that that is an impossibility to still take a trip, but her life was in a state of flux. And then in December of 2020, you guys heard me talk about this in my first episode about my friend who left her job and as a wedding planner, and she started her own wedding planning firm, which is incredible. But she was in a big state of transition leading into 2021. And then shortly after, I left my 9-to-5 and again was in a state of transition. And so what that meant was that for the second year in a row, we did not take our girls trip. Well, that brings us to 2022. And we are doing it, baby. We are taking that trip. We are getting on that plane. We are going to sit on that beach and we are going to soak up the sun and soak up each other's company. But this trip is incredibly different than the ones that I've taken prior to this. I am now stepping into a trip away with my girlfriends where I am the sole owner, the sole operator of my business. Now, I am lucky that over the last few months, I have been able to grow a team that can continue many of the functions and many of the tasks that need to happen for Socially Inspired. But in the end, guys, the buck still stops with me. And so the idea of being gone and being kind of quote unquote out of commission is a really intimidating one. And I have to be really honest, over the last few weeks, as I've been preparing and it's been leading up to this trip, I have found myself growing increasingly anxious. Just instead of getting my anticipation and my excitement growing, instead, my like sense of dread and worry has been growing. And guys, that is no way to get ready for a vacation. Okay. So I really sat and I did the thought work of like, okay, what is happening aside from the fact that, you know, if I'm trying to get 4 weeks worth of work from the month in done in 3 weeks, like that obviously creates a shorter timetable. But let's be honest, I have a team. So I have people who are supporting me. So what is really worrying me about taking this trip? Where is my mindset? What are my thoughts around this? And guys, when I sat and I really did the work, I dug in and I realized that the belief that I was carrying into this trip was that if I take this trip, I am putting my business at risk. I'm putting my growth at risk. I'm putting my momentum at risk. I have had some incredible momentum coming out of the first of the year where Socially Inspired has seen some great growth. And I was sitting with the belief that my action of taking time away would hurt. It would harm my business. And here today, I want to first of all just normalize that for you. If you are in a position where you feel the pressure of either a small business, maybe you have employees, maybe you don't, or maybe you're the sole breadwinner where you're the one bringing in the income, or maybe you just don't want to let people down because they have believed in you and they have invested in you, whatever the reasoning might be behind that belief, I want to normalize it that you're not alone first and foremost, because so often when we get in our heads and we start thinking about things like, I'm going to end up destroying this, or I'm going to make one wrong move, it's all going to collapse underneath me. I think that when we do that, we start believing we're the only one who feels that way, or we look at, you know, that comparison game and we look at other people who are running their businesses and we're like, well, they don't seem to have any problem going to Disneyland with their family or going on a ski trip or whatever it might be. And the truth of the matter is that even if they put it up there and they act like they have zero issues with it, it's just not the truth. Most business owners, they do it with some trepidation and some worry. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because they're invested. It's because their business is like another child to them. Their business is something that they have invested so much time and effort, sometimes sacrificing so much for, that they were to tell me that they leave for vacation without a second thought, never worrying about it, never even caring what might happen. I'm going to tell you, they're not as invested as maybe they should be, because it is normal to feel a sense of worry about leaving behind something that you have put so much time and effort into. Even if on the outside looking in, it looks like they don't seem to be bothered by it, I almost can guarantee you that they do. So it's so normal for us to feel this. It is so typical for us to have this sense of worry. And yet, it is also so incredibly important for us to take that time away. It is so important for us to invest in our rest, to be intentional about the breakaway and like really letting ourselves recharge. It's important that we take the opportunity to invest in relationships. You know, these girls have been with me through thick and thin when it comes to me starting my business and supporting me and being a shoulder to cry on in the hard moments. And they've cheered me on in my victorious moments. So me saying I'm going to break away from this to invest in our relationship and to pour back into us is just as important as me saying I'm going to invest in my business and I'm going to pour back into this. As an owner of a virtual business, we often experience ups and downs and usually just as many misses as we have hits. I know in my own journey to grow my business, I have leaned into the expertise and the support of a coach from time to time. One of my favorite things to do is to journey with someone arm in arm to help them reach their goals. And as your coach, that is exactly what I will do. I help emerging and developing social media managers, virtual assistants, and aspiring agency owners to create the foundation they need to scale, to serve more clients, and ultimately to reach the goals they have set for themselves. If you're ready to find out how a coach can help you, use the link in the show notes to schedule a discovery call with me today. Okay, friends, here's your chance. What burning questions do you have for me? Do you want to know more about the why behind me starting Socially Inspired? Or maybe you have a more tactical question about tips and tricks for managing your day-to-day operations. Whatever you may want to know, I want to hear from you and would welcome the opportunity to do an episode based on what you want to hear most. So if you have any specific questions about current episode or about a new topic, let me know. Click the Burning Questions link in the show notes and leave me a message to let me know what you want to hear more of. So I want to encourage you that today, if you're feeling that sense of, I can never break away, I can never set it down, I can never take a breath, because if I don't keep holding this, it's going to all crumble. The other thing that I want to call out is this idea that one little move, one decision, one little thing could completely dismantle your business. Guys, your business was not built overnight. I mean, there are definitely some overnight successes, but I don't know a single entrepreneur that I had a conversation with who said, oh yeah, I didn't really have to put any work into this. And like one decision and one thing, and it just like catapulted and was amazing. It's just not how it works, guys. It is, you know, if you look at it over time, you want to see growth, but oftentimes it's this like squiggly line of up and down and up and down, right? And that is just how growing a business, being an entrepreneur works. So if it didn't take one little thing or even one big thing, if it didn't take one thing to get you there or to get it to where it's at, why would we assume that one thing, like taking some time away, is going to dismantle it? That's a false belief in that we feel that we make one decision, it could all fall apart. Now, is self-sabotage real? Yes. Is the possibility of us making bad decisions being a setback? Absolutely. Could we not prepare for time away and walk away and not do any work and it could definitely have some consequences. Absolutely. But the reality is that unless you just completely purposefully dismantle your entire business, your decision to take time away is not going to completely undermine your business plan. In fact, it might augment it. And here is what I really want to get to. I want to talk about this idea that if we do not ever intentionally check out, we will almost certainly burn out. I want to say that again. If we do not intentionally check out, we will almost certainly end up burning out. Guys, there is only so much pushing that our minds and our spirits and our bodies can do before we hit a point where our minds and our bodies and our spirits say, time out, yo, I'm done. There is just so much pushing that we can do before we have to just take a break. Think about an athlete. When an athlete is in training mode, they have to spend time really pushing their muscles. They are maybe lifting heavier. They're running faster. They're doing 2 and 3 a day workouts. They are eating specifically to fuel their body. They're doing all of the things and they're pushing and they're pushing and they're pushing. But any athlete that you talk to will tell you that the rest days, the rest in between the hard work is just as important as the work itself. It is part of the work. Let me just even remove that. It's not work and rest. It's all work together. Rest is a part of work. And if we are not intentional about it and we don't take the time to check out, we will end up crashing and burning, guys. I've seen it happen to my friends and to myself physically over and over again. We push as hard as we can. And then what ends up happening? You get, you know, some crazy cold and flu or something that takes you out for like 3 weeks because your immune system is shot and you haven't been resting and you haven't been eating right and you haven't been caring for yourself. So your body can't recover the way that it normally would. It's burnout, plain and simple. So I just want to encourage you that if you are living in this belief that somehow your rest, your time away is going to hurt and damage your work, your business, your growth, that we've got to start shifting that belief. We have to start looking at it. When we start planning our week, and we start setting goals for our week, instead of just setting work goals where I'm like, I'm going to get this done, this done, this done, this done. Part of our goal should be, I'm going to get this done and I'm also going to take time to do X, Y, and Z that is fulfilling and restorative to me. Why don't we set goals like that? Because if it is just as much a part of the work to rest, then we should have goals for rest in our work week. I am challenged by this because I'm a type A personality. You will hear it over and over again. And I have a hard time just being down. Working at home has been hard for me because if I go downstairs in my home and, you know, my kids left the kitchen a mess before they left for school in the morning, I have a hard time turning around and walking back up the stairs to my home office and pretending like I didn't see that. Now, if I was working outside of the home, I wouldn't have seen it until I got off work. But because I can see it, I struggle, guys. I struggle with leaving things undone. I struggle with stopping until the entire task is done. I struggle with that. And so I am being open and transparent with you saying, I'm not coming to you as a person who says, I've got this all figured out and I don't ever struggle with this. I am coming to you as someone who says, I struggle with this. I am with you in the trenches of this. I know what it's like to feel that burnout coming on, but together we can support each other. We can encourage one another and we can inspire each other to do the rest, not just do the work, but do the rest. Friends, I know that we could be an entire generation of a different approach to entrepreneurship. We can live in our freedom to make the choices of how we do our business when we take our rest. Because if you don't feel free to take that time away, who's keeping you locked up from that? You're the boss, remember? So lean into that freedom. Lean into your own leadership. Do the next right thing. And sometimes that next right thing isn't getting up and doing another task. Sometimes the next right thing is taking the break, checking out for a little while so that you can rest and restore to be better for when you pick the work back up. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for listening to my ramblings. I do appreciate it. And I think that what I really would love to know is, how are you resting? You know, if you want to leave a comment, you want to engage, you want to hop over on my social media, I would love to hear, how are you being intentional about checking out so that you do not burn out? That's all for this time. I'll talk to you next week. You've just listened to another episode of the Inspired Biz Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you have found your business inspiration today, we want to know about it. We'd love to personally connect with you as our listener. So please take a moment to send an email to info@sociallyinspiredmanagement.com and let us know what you love about the Inspired Biz, which episode has impacted you the most, and what you'd like to hear more of. We also have a wide variety of resources available to you to help you get started in your own business. Check out sociallyinspiredmanagement.com for a full list of those resources. Finally, if you're ready to take your virtual business to the next level, check out the link in the show notes to set up a coaching discovery call. I would love to talk with you about your goals and how coaching can help you reach them. With that, until next time, stay inspired, friends.